This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on a Motivational Monday. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is
Frida Liu
and Christine Wong.
And we are talking about the career advice that your parents gave you. What career advice did your parents give you, and did it help? And what career advice are you giving your kids? Let us know. You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. We've also got a poll going on. Chris, maybe you can tell us a bit about the results.
Okay, so we've actually got two polls up. The first one is actually on Instagram, basically asking, did that advice help? The same question basically for both polls. And on Instagram, 27% of people said yes, their parents' career advice helped. Mm. And 73% said no, their parents' career advice did not help. And Frida, we got a poll on Twitter as well.
On Twitter, 48% said helped and 51% said no help. So a slight majority on no help. So I'm just wondering also, you know, is it a different kind of demographics and psychographics of the people on Twitter and the people on Instagram, right? Yeah. I'm thinking Instagram are the younger folks, and parents are giving them advice as well. A very interesting Twitter comment here from Rin. Writing is not a career. You can't make money as a writer. So I guess this was a comment from the parents. Yes, I'm still very bitter about this. For as long as I can remember, writing was the only thing I was generally good at and was constantly made to feel like the world didn't give a beep.
As a fellow writer slash kind of literature enthusiast, I feel you, man. Everyone was telling me that my degree was going to be useless and that I would end up not being employed, but I'm employed, so
I think this is what your parents did moving forward. What are you telling your children, your future children? And I'm just looking at my son, who's almost 16, and I look at what he's naturally good at, and it's design. You've got to be good enough in other things, right? But just focus on that one thing that you're good at, and put all your whole heart into it, and you will, so long, and that's, I feel like, a God-given talent, so make the most of it. And doesn't mean that when you study this that you'll end up doing that, right?
Exactly.
The roles will evolve and everything, but do something you love and you don't feel like going, you don't feel like it's work.
Yeah, that's right? True. We have more messages on WhatsApp, don't we?
Yes, we do. And these are for people who maybe got some interesting advice, both to do with the government sector for some reason. So this comes from Daniel on WhatsApp, who says, advice from my dad was to get a job in the government sector because it's much less stressful and I can still get both a good pay and benefits, but I'm not inclined. Too boring, to be honest. Nina also says, my parents are government servants, so they encourage their children to join the government as well because of the job security and perks. But most of us prefer our options in the private sector. That was more than 10 years ago, but my mom still occasionally tries to convince us to work with the government. So old habits don't die, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I used to hear about this all the time, the benefits and the perks of working for the government.
Okay, so that's that generation.
Yes.
I think it's sort of changing now, obviously. I mean, it's already, you know, it's obviously changed as well, as we're all in the private sector.
Yes. Moving on, but please keep your feedback coming. 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us and get in touch with us on Instagram at BFM Radio. Moving on now to our third story of the day. Can the clothes you wear to work make you happier on the job? Frida.
Yes, of course I picked this story. This is Ariana Huffington from Thrive Global, and she's actually started this new section in her Thrive Global, the psychology, what we wear to work. So she has started working with, it's an organization called the Business of Fashion. They conducted a survey of 2,700 professionals about how their workwear affects their psychology. And I think it probably relates more to women, but some of the things they found from that research is that respondents who say they don't feel happy and fulfilled at work, 55% said that the way they dress at work doesn't represent them. Okay. Of those who say their attire has positively affected their career, 66% said what they wear to work represents their true personality. So that's good. Over 80% say the dress code in the office or industry has loosened up over the years. I think you can also see that here in BFM. 49% of women have felt self-conscious about repeating outfits at work. Social media, that doesn't help. That's been the subject of our hashtag repeats campaign at Thrive Global. I think what Ariana has done is that she wears similar clothes and she put a hashtag style repeat. So that it's okay, there's less pressure of people putting on these clothes. And I also wonder, You know, whether it makes you happy. And we all dress differently. You know, I like to dress up for work.
Yeah.
Because for me, I spent about 6 years working from home. So it was the jammies. So it was, which was great. And then so it's like I'm making up for lost time maybe right now. But also I find psychologically when I meet people, because our work involves that, that when I'm dressed well and confidently, it also is also my behavior and how they look at me. I think as much as we try to do that, there is still that first impression that people will make, and it also just, like I said, it gives me the confidence, and it's more for me in that sense, right?
So that's the thing. We were just talking about this before we came on into this talk set, and Chris was saying, you were saying that, you know, if you can dress comfortably, you just be more comfortable at work, and you get work done a lot faster, more productive.
Yeah.
Right?
So BFM, I'm really lucky because BFM has a decently casual kind of a work dress code. And I will, when I have interviews or something, when I'm meeting people, when it's a day that I'm actually interacting, I will dress up a little bit. I'll put on a shirt, okay? or a dress or something. But usually, like for example, for today when I'm just doing stuff on air or something where it's a more editing kind of day, I'm in jeans, I'm in a Harry Potter jumper, you know, like, and that makes me feel a lot more comfortable and able to just relax and be able to, you know, really focus on my work without worrying about like, oh my, like I have to wear a belt or I have to wear like a thing, you know. So that really helps me, I think.
So for me, I have been at BFM now for almost 8 years. And I remember the first 5 years when I was working on the news desk, I used to come in with jeans and a t-shirt every single day because I had to come in at like 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., right? So I just could not be bothered to put my face on in the morning, you know. So no makeup, jeans and a t-shirt. And then I joined the enterprise team, and one of the first interviews I did was with Wendy from Image Consulting, and she told me how a little bit of lipstick and some heels can give you that confidence to you know, undertake your interviews better. And I tell you, that was some of the best advice that I received, because from then I started to take more effort into you know, getting dressed for the day, and I realized it did give me that confidence. And when I met people, I wasn't so preoccupied about the way I looked. I wasn't so self-conscious. And then I could actually focus on my interviews. So thanks, Wendy, for that. That really changed my work,
mindset.
The way I look at work. Yeah, my mindset.
Yeah, for me, I mean, with the clothes, I would like to think I dress relatively okay regardless of casual times, but I do put on makeup. That's my main kind of way that I kind of, you know, have my professional face on, is I literally put on my professional face.
All right. We're asking you today, what advice did your parents give you, or are you giving your kids about their future, and did it help? Did you give them any advice about what they wore to work?
Oh.
Tell us. Give us some feedback. 018-789-8899. Also get in touch with us via Twitter and Insta Story at BFM Radio. We'll come back to some messages. But to take us into the break, we have Bad Religion with Cyanide. Enterprise Biz Bites will be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.